Well, let's stay with this story and bring in Bruce Feiler, New York Times columnist, author of many books, including Walking the Bible. He's someone we turn to when we have spiritual questions from time to time. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Robin. Nice to be with you.
You too. But this topic is just devastating. And you tweeted out today, the complete and utter mismanagement of the Catholic sex abuse scandal, along with the culture it reveals, is the biggest leadership debacle since the fall of the Roman Empire. It has destroyed a pillar of Western civilization. Really, what are you saying? Has it destroyed the Catholic Church?
I've been reflecting all day, and certainly since reading that report that was just discussed on your air, about the nature of this content and what have been the biggest issues of our year, okay? Mm. They have been the separation of children at the borders, okay? They have been the cesspool that social media has become, right? They have been the corruption in government. I just came from Italy last month. What's the biggest issue in Italy right now? It's immigration, as it is across Western Europe, as it is in the United States. And how can the Catholic Church, we need non-government voices, we need moral authority. How can the Catholic Church stand up and say, you know, let's protect children, immigrant children in this time of fragility in their lives when they are doing this to children under their own care? So, you know, Western civilization is built on the pillars, right, of Athens and Jerusalem, right, and on Western democracy and on Western religion, and the Catholic Church abdicating its moral authority is a horrendous thing for all of us who need these voices at this moment in time.
Well, and with the Boston Church abuse scandal and the Spotlight team that revealed it, we know that this is not, you know, what the church had been painting it as, horseplay. Mm-hmm. But I think it just bears repeating some of the things that were in this report, which were stunning. And so, again, this is tough and a warning. This is not for all ears. So just have said that. But we're reading about young boys hoisted naked on crosses inside churches so that priests could photograph them. A young boy whose spine was severely damaged by the priest assaulting him. So injured was he that he had to go on opioids. He died of an overdose. Children given golden chains. Almost like a perverse confirmation, because the chains signaled to other priests that they were ready for abuse. They'd been abused. And the church leaders, by the way, keeping notes on this that read like pornography. I mean, this is stunning. What you, as a man of faith, in many faiths, you know, what do you do with this?
So I think that this represents a tipping point in one important way. You mentioned the Boston case in 2002. This goes back to the late 1980s. And I think the point to reiterate is we're 3 decades into conversations about this. And I think that the significance of what happened with this report out of Pennsylvania yesterday, and let's remember, this is only 6 dioceses. This is not even Philadelphia. Right.
They said there's 1,000 kids, but there's going to be thousands more.
To me, the significance is that this was done by outside authorities. Okay. So to me, the message today is it's time's up, Catholic Church, right? Time's up, Vatican. The days of internal investigations, these have failed. And so that what we need clearly here is outsiders, okay? So if anybody listening here has a case, don't go to your priest, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go to the police. We're going to have outsiders. I think the model here is the Truth and Reconciliation, perhaps, that we saw in South Africa. We have to have a clearing of the air of what happened to the children that were in your care. That's step number one.
Well, Australia did a 5-year public inquiry into its clergy sex abuse scandal, Canada, Germany, Ireland. Do you think there should be a national inquiry?
I think there is a role for government. I want to echo what was said in the prior segment that I think it's time to revisit the statute of limitations on sex abuse crimes against children so that we can't hide behind that when this is now coming forward. I think lots of voices. I think this is a leadership crisis in the church. Okay. The church hides behind the idea that they're not ready for married priests. There's actually a conference going on. The number of priests, by the way, even for Catholics listening, the priest per parishioner ratio has halved since this abuse scandal came up. Came to light in the late 1980s. And now they're talking about having men of honor, traditional men, men of prudence and virtue step forward. And I want to also add to that the role of women, okay? The easiest way to do this is to have women priests. That's not likely to happen anytime soon. But there are tens of thousands of prominent women in the Catholic Church, okay? Catholic religious orders, Catholic universities, Catholic hospitals, Catholic charities. We need outsiders. We cannot have this be run by the old men of the Vatican, to be kind of blunt about it. And so I think that we need outsiders. If there is a role of government, I'm somewhat skeptical of that, because one of the great virtues of this country, at least, is the separation of church and state. We need new leadership, and the Vatican has to come clear of what happened under its watch.
New York Times columnist and author Bruce Feiler. Bruce, thanks. We always appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
My pleasure.